Here I will describe, step by step, how you can design a 3D printed enclosure for your own project in the free program Blender. The enclosure shown here will be modeled on popular universal enclosures often purchased by hobbyists. Once completed, I will print the enclosure on a 3D Ender 3 Pro printer using PLA filament. Loosely related topic: tutorial on modeling an object from a photo. I also recommend reading the related topic, in which I show a similar process for creating a 3D model in Blender, but slightly different and modeled on a photo. The topic linked above is a separate whole and is not the first part of the tutorial below. They are independent, although they use many of the same concepts. Used version of Blender, Blender 2.79. In this tutorial, I have used Blender version 2.79. But the model creation procedure itself is the same in different versions of Blender, even those with the new GUI, so you can follow it at the same time using the version you prefer. I downloaded my version from here. Basic knowledge. Before starting the tutorial, it is a good idea to familiarize yourself with the absolute basics of Blender, i.e., moving the camera, mouse wheel zooms in out, number keys 1379, set up different camera projections. 5 toggles ortho perspective camera mode, keys 4682, the ones with arrows, rotate the camera. Flying the camera, Shift F, activates a convenient mode of flying the camera using the mouse and moving the buttons WSAD. Selecting objects, right mouse button selects a clicked object, Shift plus right mouse button adds the clicked object to the selection, A selects or deselects everything. Bulk selection, e.g. via key B, box select or key C, quick selection under mouse cursor. Editing mode, edit mode, object mode, toggle with key tab. Panning, grab, key G, rotating, rotate key R, scaling, scale, key S, by a given value, key is pressed, e.g. G, the axis is selected by pressing X, Y, or Z, and enter from the keyboard the value by which you want to perform the transformation. E.g., another pressing of GY, minus 2.5, will move by negative 2.5 units along the Y-axis. Hiding objects for convenience. H hides the selected object. Alt-H shows hidden objects. Also on the object list view in the scene, we have an eye icon which serves the same purpose. The 3D cursor concept in Blender. It determines where the added object will appear, as well as the center of certain operations. It is set by the keyboard shortcut Shift-S, among others. IP, etc. Although I will try to include this information in the steps of the tutorial. Here we go. Step 0, design assumptions. I made the following requirements and assumptions for this case. Assumptions regarding the overall appearance of the enclosure and its implementation. The enclosure will resemble the well-known and popular universal enclosures for DIY projects for hobbyists. The enclosure will consist of 4 components: front panel, rear panel, top cover, and bottom cover. Ideally, the top and bottom covers should be identical. The housing will be screwed together using screws and nuts. You can screw the screws into the filament, and this works well. But such threads weaken over time, and a nut solves this. Assumptions for designing the case in Blender. All significant dimensions should be implemented on a grid and be integers. E.g., the height of the case is 50 mm, not 50.4343 mm. The enclosure should be made, among other things, based on Blender modifiers so that it can be easily edited. E.g., changing the screw size of the mounts, which are 4 times in the model, should be done once, and the other 3 mounts should update themselves. The case should be easy to edit, as above, modifiers, etc. Step 1. We add the plane. We start modeling in Blender with an empty scene. I removed everything that was there by first selecting everything with A and then deleting with delete. We add a plane from which we will make the shape of the case, front projection. Shift A and select plane. In the menu on the left, we set its position to the center of.